We're talking hockey. Have to talk more hockey. I'm joined right now by an analyst for NBC, a scout and an assistant coach with the Penguins. He was part of the organization's back-to-back Stanley Cup wins. He also spent time with the Whalers and the Sens organizations, a Sports Emmy Award winner, a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame selection committee. We are joined right now by Pierre McGuire. Pierre, my friend, good morning. It is so good to have you back. How are you?
Oh, fantastic, Jim. Really nice to chat with you.
Always good to talk to you, Pierre. I look forward to it. Winnipeg goes into Nashville. They dominate the Preds in Game 7. Then, Pierre, Thursday night, they turn around. They beat Vegas on Saturday. So how impressed were you with the way that they went into Nashville, took care of their business then, and then showed up the way they did only 48 hours later?
Jim, they were so surgical in Game 7. I had the privilege of doing that game with Eddie Olczyk and Kenny Albert, and you could definitely tell that there was a domination factor from Winnipeg that clearly got into the heads of Nashville, and they took the crowd right out of it. Yeah, Pekka wasn't particularly good in goal for Nashville, but you could see the four-line balance, you could see the depth of their defense, and you could see that they had a lot of confidence in their goalie, Connor Hellebuck. The way they turned it around 48 hours later, that is such a magnificent point, Jim, and the reason why is, usually after a massive Game 7, there's an emotional letdown in hockey, a big letdown. There was no letdown, and I believe part of that, Jim, is what this team means to the city and what the fans mean to the team. This is as intimidating as any building in professional hockey right now when you come into Winnipeg, and the fans are so appropriate and they're so loud. And it really is intimidating.
We're talking to Pierre McGuire. So many good points in that, Pierre, that I want to unpack. And the Winnipeg story to me is just absolutely amazing. I mean, they score 65 seconds into the game. They had three goals in the first period. They had Vegas chasing all night long. So to you, was that just a matter of some rust for Vegas? And do you expect them to shake that? Or is it bigger than that?
No, I thought it was more about Vegas figuring out that we're in the Western Conference Final and these guys are playing for keeps. So there was an adjustment period for them. It was a little bit different than their series with Los Angeles, a little bit different than their series with San Jose. They were starting on the road. They were playing, I guess, a very aggressive opponent, and they were up against it because of the fans. They figured it out the last 40 minutes. I thought they were a lot better. They weren't good enough because they fell behind, but they were a lot better. I expect this series is still going to get better for them as it goes along, but this is a very difficult place to play, Jim.
Pierre McGuire joining us. That barn is fierce. And then the Jets, Pierre, they missed the playoffs last season and the year before, and then they rack up 114 points in the regular season. Now they're up 1-0 in the Western Conference Finals. How do you explain a turnaround that's that dramatic?
Because they realized last year how terrible they were defensively as a group. And one of the things they really put a point of emphasis on in training camp and even the beginning part of the year, that they were going to improve themselves in their own zone, they were going to improve themselves in the neutral zone, they were going to sacrifice personal statistics for better team statistics. So you put that all together with some really good coaching from Paul Maurice and Charlie Huddy and Jamie Compan, and you've got some really good things going on. They established a starting goalie in Connor Hellebuck, who's a nominee for the Vezina Trophy, which is for the best goaltender in the league during the regular season. But, Jim, I think the biggest thing, they've got two players here that might be the best tandem in the league right now, in Mark Scheifele, a center iceman, and Blake Wheeler, a kid out of Minnesota who went to the Breck School 3 years at the University of Minnesota, was originally a first-round pick of the Arizona Coyotes, got traded around to Boston and then to Atlanta and made the move up here. He's an American captain playing in this marketplace. And, Jim, I got to tell you, that tandem with Scheifele and Wheeler, that's as good a tandem as we've had in the NHL in a very long time.
Strong, strong praise. Pierre McGuire, my guest. Pierre, go back to Connor Hellebuck for a minute because Paul Maurice has just been raving about him. Now, remember, Hellebuck had a tough, tough 2016-17, but Maurice feels like that in fact laid the groundwork for what he's done this year. What is the biggest difference that you see in Connor from last year to this year?
He's anchored and he's square to the shooters and he's a big body to begin with. But I think Wade Flaherty, the goalie coach here, has done a really good job in terms of getting him more square to the shooter so pucks are hitting him. Last year, he looked small. He was turning sideways. He wasn't playing a robust style of goal. Now he's playing more square. He's digesting the plays a lot, I think, more efficiently, Jim, and that's really helped him a ton.
Pierre McGuire, my guest. Pierre, you mentioned this at the very top, but I want to repeat this. I mean, in Vegas and in Winnipeg, you've got two of the loudest arenas in the league. For those who have never experienced a Jets game at Bell MTS Place, how would you describe the atmosphere there?
I coached in the 1992 Stanley Cup Final, Pittsburgh versus Chicago in Old Chicago Stadium. And everybody, and I've been in the league almost 30 years now, Jim, everybody's told me that was always the loudest building in the league, Old Chicago Stadium. I would say the noise level the other night in Winnipeg, and remember, it only holds almost 16,000 people, a little shy of that. The old stadium was almost 24,000. It's as loud. And that's, I say that with all due respect to the Chicago fan base and to that great old building in Chicago at the stadium. It's as loud as that. And the reason why I believe it, Jim, the roof is lower here. The people are on top of you, and they come ready to rock and roll. They really do, Jim. It's as loud as any building I've been in since 1992.
Pierre McGuire joins us for a few more moments. So before the season, no NHL team in Winnipeg had ever advanced beyond the second round. Pierre, I understand there's a lot of hockey left, but can you imagine what it would be like if this Jets team won the Stanley Cup?
No, I can't, because these people are just so passionate. They're so dying for a championship team. Now, they've had some success in the CFL with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, but hockey's their thing here, and it's a big thing here. And they've produced massive amounts of players that have gone on and won cups in other places, like Jonathan Taves going down to Chicago. He's from Winnipeg, Manitoba. I mean, they've developed a ton of players here that are lesser players, but they go other places to play, and they eventually win cups those places. I can't even imagine what a parade would be like down Portage in Maine, which is the two main thoroughfares here in Winnipeg. My goodness gracious, Jim, it would be must-see TV. I would tell you that right now.
It'd be insane. It really would be insane. Pierre McGuire, my guest. Before I let you go, Pierre, how about a quick thought or two about the Eastern Conference? You've got the Capitals up 2-0 on Tampa Bay. You were there when the Caps beat the Penguins in overtime in Pittsburgh in Game 6. Let me get your thoughts first. How big was that win for Washington?
It was massive, and full credit to Barry Trotz, Todd Reardon, Blaine Forsythe, Lane Lambert, the coaching staff. They implemented a brilliant Game 6 game plan because they didn't have Nicky Backstrom and they didn't have Tom Wilson, two major components on their team. I thought it was really, really well done by the coaching staff there, and the players bought in, and Alexander Ovechkin was able to exercise the demons that he couldn't beat Crosby. Well, he proved he can beat Crosby. He was a major reason why. But the thing that's allowed Washington to thrive this playoff season, two players. Evgeny Kuznetsov has elevated his game beyond belief, and Lars Eller has elevated his game beyond belief. So Eller allows him to overcome the loss of Backstrom, and the chemistry with Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, and Wilson, boy, Jim, it's been awesome to watch. And I think everybody in hockey is shocked by what's happened in this round with the 2-0 lead for Washington going down to Tampa and beating a very good Tampa team in the first two games.
So finally then, if you're John Cooper and you're Tampa Bay, Pierre, what are you thinking right now, and what kind of changes are you trying to make before Game 3?
You got to make sure you play a really solid road game. You can't fall behind in the first minute of a game like they did, you know, early on in both games in this series. But I think the biggest thing to me is they're going to have to play a structured matchup game. They're going to have to find a way to take Kuznetsov and Ovechkin and Wilson out of the game. They can't retaliate in terms of the physical play. That's not how they're built. They've got one line that's an extremely physical line with Chris Kunitz, Ryan Callahan, Cedric Paquette. Turn those guys loose physically. But the other guys have to play their slick speed skill game. They're trying to get involved in all the hitting, and it's not the way they're built to play. They have one line that can do that. The other guy's got to go out and play. But I would have a very structured game plan going into game number 3 if I were Tampa.
No better way to start a Monday than to talk some hockey, and no better person to talk it with than Pierre McGuire, an NBC hockey analyst. Pierre, so good to have you back. Have a great day, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Anytime for you, Jim. It's been a pleasure. Always a pleasure. And thanks so much for caring about hockey. It really matters when you're a voice. Thanks so much, Jim.
You know it, Pierre. You're the best. Thanks so much. Pierre McGuire, I do care about hockey. I love hockey. And I love postseason hockey. And if Winnipeg were to do this thing, it would be unbelievable. Again, they'd never advance beyond the second round. 1-800-636-8686.
I love when you talk hockey.
Right? I am here to talk hockey. Listen, if you don't want to talk hockey, it's fine. Get yourself on the air. Get yourself on the phone. Find a different topic. Come in strong. I'll talk about literally anything you want as long as it's a strong take. Gamble legally on sports. And, of course, the answer is depends on your state. Depends how aggressively your state pursues legislation. In some cases, definitely sooner than later. This email relates to that. Rome, considering how willing clones are to punch out of their weight class on things such as obesity, education, and looks. I can't wait to hear all the jungle experts.